Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday morning. And I pray that you all have been blessed this week and continuously praying for you as you continue to pray for us as we are entering into a new season of breakthrough. And I know that God has some great things in store for us this year. And so I would say, hey, have a great sense of expectation. And I hope you've already been blessed, being that this is the beginning of the year. And this year is going to be such an awesome year, and I'm praying for you and praying for your family, and continually ask that you pray for us as well. If you're ever in the Santan Valley area in Arizona, I would love for you to come by, stop by, and visit our church. We'd love to have you in the house, and we will definitely take care of you as we stand on our three major pillars. Welcome, worship, and word. We believe in excellent welcoming, excellent worship, and excellent word. And so we want to make sure that we invite you. Our address is 35244 North Tricker Road, and that's Santan Valley, Arizona 85142. And also feel free to give us a call at 661-816-9376. And just love to see you in the house. And I know that you will be blessed. And also invite your friends and family as well. Right before getting the word, we have entered into our building fund phase and project that we're working on out here. And we're working on building our land and our sanctuary and our school, things of that nature, and some many more great things as we provide for our community. So if you ever feel led to, we ask that you sow a seed, and we'd love your seed and donation towards this project and things that we're doing out here. As we have food banks up and going, we cater towards our young people and education and also our seniors and also young adults, as we're helping mothers and young men transition from different phases of their life to become better in Christ. And so, hey, we appreciate your seed. You can also give via Cash App, which is $ECIAZ. Again, $ECIAZ. And so we appreciate that. We have a church app, which you'll call on, call on Church Center. And that is Empowered Church International, Arizona. And so we appreciate your giving. And I just pray that the Lord continuously bless whatever the Lord put on your heart to give. That'll be great. And I know that you'll be blessed tremendously by doing that. So thank you again. It's always great to be here on the radio station here. Glory for the gospel of Jesus. I want to emphasize here in the book of Psalms, 100. Let us read together here. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. I really believe that this is a highlight here of this psalmist that's taking the time out as an invitation to praise to God. And I want to put emphasis on that, because you can tell that the psalmist who wrote this has had a relationship with Christ and has had a relationship and knew how to enter into a place with God in his life. And it's encouraging, because sometime in our daily lives, we get so bogged down with things, and we forget the emphasis, or to put an emphasis on praise or thanksgiving. And so it's reminded us through this psalm that we want to be in a position to always give thanks to God and understand that He is our God. He is our refuge. He is our strong tower. He has been there from day one for us. And so I get into a place to always be in a position to give God thanksgiving and give God praise. Because what that does is it opened up the door for you and I to understand gratitude and have a thankful heart and have a heart of being cheerful. And that opens up so many doors, because when you have a heart to give and when you have a heart to receive God's goodness and His mercy, it bridges a relationship that it becomes a reciprocal type of blessing. Because it's not only what I'm asking God for, but it's something that I'm also giving to God. And in me giving to God is giving Him a praise, and is giving Him a thanksgiving. I'm giving Him thanks because He is so awesome in my life. I'm giving Him praise because of what He's done in my life. And also, He's also edifying us as His children. The Bible said that we're sons of God, and He's always edifying us, and He's always lifting us up. He's always pushing us to do better. He's always moving us into another level, another realm of glory, or what another anointing on our life to function in this world. And it's all grafted to be a blessing to others. But this relationship and this chemistry that we have with God, and we want to have with God, we want to make sure, number one, that it's authentic. That it's authentic, that you have an authentic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He's the author and finisher of your faith. The Bible often talks about how He inhabited the praises of His people, because He loves the relationship aspect of not only what He can do for you, but what you can also do for Him and do with Him. And so I'm so excited with this Psalms, and just in reading it, and it gives me perspective that I'm not just serving the Lord because I have to, but I'm serving the Lord because I'm glad to. Oh yeah, I serve the Lord because I'm glad to serve Him. He is worthy to be served. He is worthy of my praise. He is worthy of my thanksgiving. He is worthy of my service. And so I'm giving Him my excellent praise. I'm giving Him my excellent thanksgiving. I'm serving Him with complete gladness in my life because of the things that He have brought me through and brought me from. And even before, as Jeremiah says, in Jeremiah chapter 1, he talks to Jeremiah and he says, before you was even in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you. We have had a relationship already. And so when you get here, all you're doing is walking in fulfilling purpose in the earth. But I've already had a relationship with you. I already loved you. I already appointed you. I already blessed you. It gives us another perspective of God. Because I now move into a place that it didn't just start when I got here on earth. But the relation aspect started even before I got here. I don't want to go too much in Revelation with you too much. But what I'm saying is, God knew you even before the foundation of this world was framed. And He chose you in Him. And He said to you that you were unique and you were loved and you were appreciated. You are anointed. I've already ordained you. You're something in the earth. You're not a nobody, but you are somebody. And so I see how this, I look at the narrative of this to see that God started the relationship, and He started with love, and He started with appreciation. He started with affirmation. He begins to encourage Jeremiah even before he got here. And when he got here, he encouraged him, saying, no, I knew you. I'm the one who formed you. I'm the one who created you. I ordained you. I know what you have in you. You have greatness in you. You have success in you. I'm talking to somebody right now, somebody that has given up hope, somebody that's just given up and want to throw in a towel, or not want to fulfill their plan or vision that God purposed in your heart. I'm telling you not to give up. Because God knew exactly what he was doing with you. And he knows what he has in store for you. And he's saying to you that he already made you himself. He tailor-made you for such a time like this. And that's why you should find it in your heart to bring forth a thanksgiving. Find it in your heart to bring forth a praise. And be glad when you do it. Because once uncertain times come, it has a way of revealing itself. But if you stay long enough and you understand the mind of God, number two, then you will understand that uncertain time will be revealed, and you will see the purpose of that uncertainty, which will turn into certainty, because God is going to give you revelation knowledge through your praise. God is going to give you revelation knowledge through your thanksgiving. And that's why I do it with gladness. Yes, I do. Because it's not that I'm concerned with the uncertainty, although it can cross my mind, but I know that God will always put me in a position to win and prosper. And although it may seem or appear to be a certain way, and that's why I hold on to Hebrews, he said that we walk by faith and not by sight. Because sight have a way of detouring me from my purpose. And I know some of you feel that way too. Sometimes sight have a way of detouring you from your purpose. But when you understand that you walk by faith, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things that's not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for with the evidence of things that's not seen. I rephrase that, because faith has a way of going to work for you and as God is working through you. And the aspect of faith will take you into places that your mind can't even fathom. And so through this psalm, he reminds us that we didn't make ourselves. God made us. And if you were sitting next to somebody, I would just tell you to turn to your neighbor and say, God made us. I didn't make myself. Now, I may have built myself up through reading, and I may have built myself up through getting some degrees. I may have built myself up by edifying or saying some affirmations to build my spirit, or reading the word of the Lord to just help build my spirit, my confidence, or maybe I work out and do things like that to build myself up, to build up my confidence. But understand this, that God has framed you. God has framed me. He has put us completely together. That's why the Bible says he's the author and finisher of our faith. He has framed the whole entire being of who we are. And the beautiful thing is that he puts something great and unique in your life, just like he did it in my life. And I'm so thankful for him not giving up on me. And I'm thankful that God have not given up on you. And I love reading it, because oftentimes in the scripture he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, nor will we see the seed begging for bread. So what I'm saying is, we are uniquely made and framed. And God said that you are whole and complete, because I said so. God said so. And so when I look at this, and I understand the significance that God calls us his people, because we are special to God. He calls us his. And so that means that when God calls us his, that means that there's a special attraction, or there's a special gratitude, or I'm making it personal, that you belong to me. So that means I got you. I'm covering you. I'm covering all asset, all I'm covering all aspects of who you are, because I framed you, I created you, I made you, I blew something in you. You are so uniquely and wonderfully made. And you're, in other words, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so when I wake up, I'm not just waking up because I'm waking up, but I'm waking up with a purpose. But soon as I wake up, I'm finding a way to give praise to God. I'm finding a way to have a thankful heart. And I'm glad when I'm doing it, because I know the testimony of where God has brought us from. I know the testimony. And I know some of you, that have some strong testimonies. And I know some of you have been so thankful and want to be thankful and trying to learn how to be thankful. And I'm telling you, this is a season to be thankful, because if you're listening to this today, you have a great reason to be thankful today. Because God woke you up this morning. He kept you in your right mind. He gave you the activities of your limbs, that you have a way to function, and life is not over for you yet. That you still have more in you. You got more ways to go. I love the psalmist because he says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And that's a entrance. That's a key. Number three, that's a key for you and I. When I enter into God's presence, I'm going to, or when I'm entering into his gates, I'm going to enter in with thanksgiving. Unlock the door to that gate, because that means that you're getting close to God. You're thanking him for what he has done for you in the past. You're thanking God for the present, and you're also thanking God in advance for the future. Because God has already wrote the script out for you. And he says in Jeremiah, he says that I know the plans that I have for you. And the plans that I have for you is of good and not of evil. That's another reason why you should find it in your heart, and I find it in my heart, to be thankful no matter what it looked like, in spite of what's going on around me. I know that God got me because I belong to him. He's got me covered. When you're covered, that means that every facet of your life is covered. You're protected. You are him. You are his. And he's covering you. And that brings forth protection. That brings forth the solid ground. That brings forth stability. That brings forth certainty in your life. Because God said, I got you. You covered. You got my word on this. And God never lies about what he says. He says that, he says, enter into the gate, into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. The highlight of this, ladies and gentlemen, is in verse 5. He says, for the Lord is good. I preach this thing if I could, but I'm just trying to teach on this morning, and I want you to get the emphasis of this particular psalm in this passage. He said, for the Lord is good. Yes, he is. He's excellent. There's no word how to describe how God is. But the psalm have to break it down in this narration and say the Lord is good. But there's no word you can put on that, because that's just the excellence of God, the extravagance of God, the prestige of who God is, the very aura and the essence of who you can't even put a word on it. But the psalm says, the psalmist said, he's good, and I agree, he is good. He's gooder than good, because his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And the promises that he has for you, he's already promised it, even before the generations. Before your generation, before you came, the generations before you, he promised it to your generations before you. He's promised it to you that you're blessed. And also he's promising it to the generations that come after you. And so that is something to really think about and really glean on and really see and tap into the presence of God. Because when you have entered into the gates of God, and when you entered into the courts of God, then you'll enter into what I call the holies of holies with God. That means that you have entered into an intimate place with God, that you're able to communicate with him on a whole nother level. You're able to work with him on a whole nother level. He's able to move with you on another level, because you have unlocked the doors to his presence. You have tapped into the heart of God, the mind of God, and you're able to now do the will of God, because you have went through the facet. And it's not nothing like having somebody that's cheerful, that's grateful, that's thankful, and doing it with gladness. When I see people sometime that they doing the work, but they're not doing it with gladness. They just going through the motions, but they're not doing it with excellence. They just going through the motions, but nothing with gladness. And it's something about when you work with excellence, it just opens more doors for you. The Bible says your gift will make room for you because you're doing something you love and your gift is doing it, and you're doing it in an excellent way. And so I'm going to leave that to you, but we will continue this. And I want you to be blessed in all that you do and know that this is a great season of breakthrough for your life. And I'm praying for you on today. And let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, that I know that you've called them for this purpose. You called them to bless them. You called them to be a blessing to them so they can be a blessing to others. Thank you for opening our hearts and having a cheerful heart, a grateful heart, a thanksgiving heart, and a praising heart. And so, Father, whoever it is that's listening to me, let them be blessed on today and let them walk into the blessed place with you with a grateful heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. I want you to become born again. Ask the Lord to come in your heart as your Lord and personal Savior if you're not born again. Ask him to give you the guidance and the wisdom to walk in his presence. And so, hey, I thank you for tuning in on today. I thank you for listening, and I pray that you've been blessed on today. And I'm praying for you for the rest of this week, and I will see you again soon. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Dr. Gary R. Johnson, Jr. God bless you. Talk to you soon.